Utility company Florida Power & Light unveiled a new component to their solar field in Punta Gorda for members of the media Friday. FPL is saying it's one of the biggest of its kind in the country. WGCU's Quincy Walters was there and has this report.
On a newly built 35-foot observation tower, you can view the vast sea of FPL solar panels in an undeveloped portion of the Babcock Ranch community, 440 acres of solar panels. That translates to about
343,000 panels that are powering the town of Babcock Ranch.
That's Sid Kitson, former NFL player and current developer of the Babcock Ranch community, which has been partnered with FPL since 2016.
If you go over to our town, you're going to see solar trees. You're going to see solar panels on top of all of our buildings. We have charging stations.
And on this particularly sunny Florida day, Babcock and FPL are unveiling a new component of their solar project, 10 battery storage units. Each one is about the size of a school bus. The batteries store the energy generated by the solar plant, so there's more of a reserve for days when the sun's not out. Standing in front of one of those bus-sized units, FPL's Vice President of Development, Matt Valley, says with the combination of these newly installed batteries and the 440-acre solar fields,
it is the largest operating combined solar and storage facility in the U.S. right now.
Valley says in total, the 10 batteries cost about $15 million. However, Babcock resident Robin Kinsley says it's still too early to tell if she'll benefit from the cost-saving solar energy promises.
We haven't had enough electric bills and gas bills to really assess that at this point. We'll probably be able to see a couple months down the road.
However, she says she and her husband moved to the community because of its goal of sustainability. Kitson says this solar operation produces more energy than it can use.
The excess solar energy is going back out into the grid. So it powers us first, and what's left over then goes into the grid.
Still, if the solar field takes up 440 acres, is energy conservation coming at the cost of environmental conservation? Developer Kitson says not at all.
If you actually come out here, a lot of animals are using this as a habitat, and it's been remarkable to see the wildlife that actually has been in and out and through these panels using it in ways that we hadn't expected.
In fact, FPL's Valley says in some instances they've installed solar panels in orange groves ravaged by citrus greening. At this point, Babcock Ranch still relies on the power grid, but Kitson says the goal is to be totally reliant on solar power as an example for other Florida neighborhoods to follow. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Punta Gorda.